it would be easy when you go through this list to simply assume that someone who has, let's put them together, been enlightened, tasted the heavenly gift, shared in the Holy Spirit, tasted in the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the age to come, that such a person must belong to Jesus Christ. And Hebrews chapter 6 is quite clearly telling us that that would be a false assumption.
Welcome to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. And Colin, it looks like what we're going to be talking about today is really sobering. People who have kind of had a little taste of the gospel, and then they become defiant. Well, this talk is one that you gave to a bunch of college students at Taylor University, part of their Spiritual Renewal Week.
Yeah, that's right. And it's not only sobering, but it's also highly relevant. I think every Christian family knows someone who has walked away from faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. They were brought up with it. They may at one time have professed faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, but now they have no interest whatsoever. And what is the position of that person? People wonder about this. Well, you know, if they made a decision once, does that mean that everything's fine with them forever? Well, Hebrews 6 speaks to this very, very directly, speaks towards the person who becomes defiant towards the Lord, saying you are crucifying afresh the Son of God to your own harm. So you chose the right word, Steve. It is sobering, but it speaks to every Christian family. We all know someone in this position. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity to put out today in the program the teaching of the Word of God that calls a person who's become defiant to come back to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the way is always open, and that is always possible. And if you have turned away from Christ, I'm so glad you're listening to the program today. My prayer is that you will return to the Lord and Savior who loves you.
Well, we are in the book of Hebrews chapter 6 as we continue this message entitled Defiant. Here is Pastor Colin.
Now, Hebrews here lists five kinds of spiritual experience that a person can have without being saved. They have been enlightened. That's number one. In other words, it is possible to have the light of truth, to be brought up in a faithful biblical church, to come to a faithful biblical place like Taylor University, and to know the truth, and for you to understand it. And even as in the case of Judas, to teach it, because he did that, and yet not to be saved. Notice, secondly, they have tasted the heavenly gift. What's the heavenly gift? The heavenly gift clearly is Jesus himself. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Jesus is the heavenly gift. And what we're being told here is that it is possible for someone who is not one of Christ's sheep to have at least some taste of the love of God. Remember that tasting is not the same as eating. Now, in the same way, it is possible to taste the heavenly gift, to have some knowledge of Jesus, and yet not to have any appetite for more. Third, they have shared in the Holy Spirit. Now, when I have the opportunity as a pastor of speaking to someone who has turned away from faith, a question that I sometimes ask is this: what was the nearest you ever came to being a Christian? And I often get an answer like this: well, you know, I remember one night at camp, and I did feel that God was speaking to me then, but I wanted to respond, but I didn't. And when I hear a story like this, there's absolutely no question in my mind that the Holy Spirit touched this person's life. What happened was that this person had a spiritual experience, but it was not a saving experience. And it is possible to see and experience the Spirit of God at work without being truly saved. And then number four, They have tasted the goodness of the word of God. Notice again the word tasted, and remember that tasting is not the same as eating. It is possible to be well taught in the word of God over many, many years, to have that as a spiritual experience, but for it not to be a saving experience, and still not to be one of Christ's sheep. And then fifthly and finally, they have tasted the powers of the age to come. In other words, it is possible for a person to experience real answers to prayer, even to experience a miracle, to be used in a remarkable way by God, even to bring someone else to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and still not to be saved yourself. Now, it would be easy when you go through this list to simply assume that someone who has, let's put them together, been enlightened, tasted the heavenly gift, shared in the Holy Spirit, tasted in the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the age to come, that such a person must belong to Jesus Christ. And Hebrews chapter 6 is quite clearly telling us that that would be a false assumption. Now, at this point, you might very reasonably be asking and wondering, well, are there any examples, real examples in the Bible, of people who experienced these five things and were not Christ's sheep? And the answer to that is yes, plenty of examples. I don't want to keep you here all night on this, so let me just give you three. The first would be the people of Bethsaida. Listen to what Jesus says in regards to them. Then Matthew says, Matthew 11:20, he began to denounce the cities where most of his mighty works had been done because they did not repent. Now, notice that we're being told quite clearly here in the Gospels that Bethsaida was the place, one of the places where most of Jesus' miracles were done. The light of Christ came to this town. The people of Bethsaida, they tasted the miraculous powers of the age to come. They heard the word of God from the lips of Jesus himself. You can't get better than that. They saw the Holy Spirit working in power. The people of Bethsaida enjoyed remarkable spiritual experiences, but in the end, they rejected Jesus and they did not repent. In contrast, the people of Tyre and Sidon, and Jesus draws the contrast here, the people of Tyre and Sidon never enjoyed privileges like the people of Bethsaida did. And so Jesus says, woe to you, Bethsaida. Why? Because if the mighty works that were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for Tyre and for Sidon than for you. Now, you see the point here. Great opportunities were given to the people of Bethsaida. And Jesus is quite clear that the judgment upon the people of Bethsaida will be greater. Greater than it will be on the people of Tyre and Sidon. Why? Because these people of Bethsaida squandered the privileges that were given to them. Second example. John chapter 6 speaks about disciples who turned back. After this, many of his, that's Jesus' disciples, turned back and no longer walked with him. That's John 6 and verse 66. Now, the story here begins at the beginning of John 6, where Jesus feeds 5,000 people with the loaves and the fish that are given to him by a little boy. And the people were fed, miraculously fed on that day. They heard the word of God from the lips of the Son of God, and they literally tasted a miracle. Tasted a miracle. So it's not surprising that on the next day, when they find that Jesus isn't in that place, they come to the other side of the lake, they follow him all the way around there because they want something more. And Jesus teaches them the significance of the multiplying of the loaves and the fish. I am the bread of life, he says. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Whoever feeds upon me will live because of me. He teaches them throughout John and chapter 6. But this teaching of Jesus made them uncomfortable. And John chapter 6 and verse 60 says, when many of his disciples, many of them heard it, they said, this is a hard saying. Don't like what Jesus is saying here. Who can listen to it? And eventually, John 6, 66, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. Now, here again are people who have heard the word of God from the Son of God. They have experienced a miracle. And they have followed Jesus around the lake. They've seen enough of Jesus to want to follow him up to a certain point. But when they are faced with the full implications of his sovereign claim upon their lives, what do? They're off. They turn back. And the third example I'll give to you this evening, of course, is the one that is best known, and that is the example of Judas Iscariot. Everything that is said in Hebrews in chapter 6 was true of Judas Iscariot. For 3 years, he was in the company of Jesus. He was a follower of Jesus. During that time, the light of truth came to him. He knew it. During that time, he tasted the goodness of the word of God. He's sitting there when Jesus teaches the Sermon on the Mount. In that time, he shared in the Holy Spirit. He was sent out with the other disciples on a mission of proclamation and of healing and of casting out demons. He was engaged in these works. And he tasted the powers of the age to come. He's in the boat when Jesus calms the storm. He's by the tomb when Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. But despite all of this spiritual experience that was not saving experience, Judas Iscariot walks away. Now, I'm saying to you from this passage of Scripture and from these very clear examples that it is therefore possible to have spiritual experience that is not saving experience. It is possible to enjoy spiritual privilege, opportunity, without actually becoming one of Christ's sheep. And that puts a person in the most dangerous spiritual position of all.
Certainly a sobering place for us to hit the pause button for just a moment here on Open the Bible, being in that most dangerous position of all. When we get back to the message in just a moment, we're going to continue to look at a really difficult passage from Hebrews chapter 6. But if you joined us late or you want to go back and listen to this program again, you can do that at our website, openthebible.org. You can stream the program or download an MP3 for free. You can also listen through the Open the Bible app. You'll find that for free at your app store. It's a great way to listen on demand whenever it fits your schedule. But whether you listen to Open the Bible on the radio, through our website, or on the app, it's all made possible because of your generous and financial support. So thank you for praying for and giving to Open the Bible. We truly can't do what we do without your help. You can give a gift online at openthebible.org or when you call 1-877-OPEN-365. Again, that's openthebible.org or 1-877-673-6365. Let's get back to the message. Again, here's Pastor Colin.
Now, here we come to the most difficult part of Hebrews and chapter 6. So please try to follow with me as we walk through these verses. For it is impossible in the case of those who have once been enlightened and so forth through the five different things we've seen, it's impossible in the case of these people who've experienced these things and then have fallen away, it is impossible to restore them again to repentance, since they are, present tense, crucifying, it's hard even to read this, once again, the Son of God, to their own harm and holding him up to contempt. Now let's try and take in this astonishing statement. Hebrews is talking about people who have experienced remarkable, they've had remarkable experiences. tasted the heavenly gift, shared in the Holy Spirit, and have fallen away. That is, they no longer follow Christ. They've walked away from him. They have become defiant towards him. They want nothing of his lordship over their lives. And Hebrews 6 says, it is impossible to restore such a person to repentance. Why? Notice what it says. It's very important. The reason that it is impossible to restore the defiant person to repentance is that they are, present tense, crucifying once again the Son of God to their own harm and holding him up to contempt. Notice the present tense. They are doing, Hebrews says, in effect, what the crowd on Good Friday did all over again. They said, we got no place for him, so crucify him. And what Hebrews 6 is saying is that when a person has tasted something of the truth and they've decided to go in the opposite way and they have become defiant and resistant towards Jesus Christ, what is actually happening is that in that decision and in taking that direction, you're doing exactly the same thing as was being done on Good Friday. Away with Jesus. There's no place for him as sovereign over this life. Now, here's then what I would want to say to the person who has become defiant. If you once professed faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and now have fallen away and now are resisting his claims upon your life, you are, my friend, in the most dangerous position of all. And the longer you resist the claim of Jesus Christ upon your life, the harder your heart will become. And understand this, that what's really happening is that with every day that passes, you, in your resistance to Jesus, are crucifying once again the Son of God to your own harm. And then I'd lean forward, and I'm doing this right now in regards to each of us here, and I'd say, stop doing that. Stop doing that. I've seen, friends, an awful lot of people over the years who've had some experience of spiritual things, some taste of the truth, maybe have professed faith at one season of their lives, but it wasn't a faith that lasts. And they have drifted, or they have become defiant. And let me just describe the nightmare scenario that weighs on my mind. That one day, there really will be a vast company of people who will be gathered with and around the Lord Jesus Christ. And many of them will have been raised in homes where they never heard the gospel, raised in homes where they never attended church. Vast numbers of them will be people who were born in poverty, struggled daily just to survive. Some of them would for some time in their lives have been immersed in lives of violence and of crime, but they have come to repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and there they stand in this vast company of people, their faces alight with joy as at last they see face to face the one they've come to love and to trust heart to heart. And in this nightmare scenario that weighs on my mind, outside, there is another crowd, and they will include many who were raised by godly parents, attended worship in a faithful church, and perhaps even were educated at a marvelous Christian university. And they enjoyed privileges that others never knew or even dreamed of. And for some years, they were close to the kingdom of God. But they drifted, and then they became defiant, and now they are outside. And I've come with this burden on my heart. Why should any person in this auditorium tonight be in that crowd? Why should any of you be in that crowd? If the light of truth has shined on you, and you've tasted at least something of the heavenly gift, shared in the Holy Spirit, the goodness of the Word of God, and the powers of the age to come, great, great, great privileges have been given to you. The sin of turning away from the light that you have received is especially offensive towards God. It is crucifying afresh the Son of God to your own harm and holding him up to contempt if you are resisting the claim of Jesus Christ upon your life tonight. Dear friend, I want to say to you with great love from the heart, stop crucifying again the Son of God and cast yourself upon his mercy. If you have become defiant, you will know from your own experience, and you may be feeling this right now, that if God begins to tug your heart to draw you to submit your life unconditionally to Jesus Christ, your heart will mount a vigorous defiance, a resistance to the very thought that you would come back. And that's why tonight you need to ask Jesus Christ to do for you what you cannot do for yourself. Ask him to change your hard, defiant, resistant, rebellious heart and deliver you from the power of your own rebellion and make you therefore his own. Friends, many of you here tonight will have a mother, a father, a grandmother, a grandfather, a friend, a colleague, a pastor who has been praying for you and maybe praying for you for years. And there is an urgency in the hearts of those who love you because they see the spiritual danger you're in. And here in God's mercy, you're here in this chapel. And I am pleading with you, if you have been resisting, defiant towards the claim of the Lord Jesus Christ upon your life, you know he's been pressing in on you, you feel him pressing in on you now, and you're even now tempted to try and push him away. Stop defying the claim of Jesus Christ upon your life and embrace him humbly in repentance and in faith.
If you sense God calling you to him today, then I want to encourage you with Hebrews chapter 3, verse 15. It says, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Come to Jesus. Tell him you don't want to resist him any longer, that you want him to save you from the defiance and the rebellion in your own heart. And know that he can, and know that he will. Well, you're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith, a message entitled Defiant. It's part of a larger series called Faith That Lasts. And if you ever miss a broadcast in the series, come and listen online. Our website is openthebible.org. You can stream the program or download an MP3 for free. Another way to listen is through the Open the Bible app. That's free at your app store. It's a great way to listen on demand whenever it fits your schedule. Well, one of the things that my family and I love to do is to go hiking. And Colin, I think it would be a lot of fun to go on a hike with you. And right now, we have an opportunity for listeners to join you on a hike.
Yes, I am inviting you to join me on a hike through the Bible. And it is going to be a gentle, easy pace of a hike. Each week, you'll read a chapter of the Bible and a chapter of my book, Hike Through the Bible. And in 1 year, you'll have read 50 chapters of the Bible. You'll have grasped the big picture of the Bible story. And most of all, you'll have grown in your love for Jesus Christ. Now, there's a Hike Through the Bible podcast to help you on this journey. In each episode, I read a chapter of the book and then I discuss it with some friends. So get started now. You can subscribe to the Hike Through the Bible podcast for free wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll find more information at openthebible.org/hike. That's openthebible.org/hike.
Well, thank you, Colin. I think a lot of us are going to enjoy taking that hike with you. For Pastor Colin Smith, I'm Steve Hiller. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time. This program is a listener-supported production of Open the Bible.
This is Pastor Colin, and I want you to know about a resource that will help you in your devotional life. It's called Open the Bible Daily. My colleague, Pastor Tim Augustine, takes what you hear on Open the Bible and he edits it into daily bite-sized chunks that you can read in your devotional time in less than 3 minutes. Every day, you'll find a verse of Scripture, a short teaching from God's Word, and an application that you can carry with you through the day. People who use this tell us that they read it every day, and I think that if you try it, you'll love it too. For more information, visit openthebible.org/daily. That's openthebible.org/daily.